It's hard to believe we are in August as I record this episode, and another school year will soon start. I remember when my kids were at home and started to get bored, which meant they were getting into mischief. My husband was away often with his work, so I was a single mom. I never got a few minutes to myself. I wish I had known then what I know now, how to take a few minutes to catch my breath. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of finding a few minutes for me time. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Here are 15 simple and calming ways you can rejuvenate in minutes during summer break, allowing you to relax and refresh. Take a walk. I have talked about this before, to get out the door. Getting your body moving for even 5 minutes has so many benefits. It is a great way to spend time alone and be with your thoughts to clear your mind. A few minutes of meditation or deep breathing helps to reduce stress and boost your mood. I did this and continue to do so to this day during my bath time. When the kids were home, they knew not to bother me when I was in the bath. Escape into a good book or audiobook. Books can be a great way to relax and take a mental break from daily responsibilities by dreaming of faraway places. You can do a quick workout. Engaging in physical activity can significantly boost your energy and mood, and even a brief workout session can make a noticeable difference in how you feel. I couldn't get to the gym because I didn't have anyone at home to mind the kids, so I purchased workout videos. Kathy Smith was my go-to. So whether you have someone home or not, you have no excuse because there is an excellent variety of free content on YouTube, from yoga to Pilates and even walking in your living room. Enjoy a cup of tea or coffee. I love my morning cup of Java. Take a moment to savor a cup of your favorite tea or coffee. Sit quietly and permit yourself to just be. I freshly grind my coffee beans and drink one cup of coffee from my special mug first thing in the morning. There is no one up yet, and I relish that time. Music and podcasts can be very relaxing and distracting in a good way. Put on some headphones and listen to something that makes you feel good. I have a pump me up playlist that I dance around the house to. Getting your kids to dance might not be the break you're looking for, but it can put everyone in a better mood. A short nap can be incredibly refreshing. Set an alarm for 20 to 30 minutes and let yourself drift off. I'm not one for power naps unless I just can't keep my eyes open. Then I put on a movie that isn't important. If I miss a part when I doze off, I don't care. You could also try journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be a great way to decompress and clear your mind. Spend a few minutes journaling each day. I journal most days, either first thing in the morning or before bed. Getting my thoughts out of my head and onto paper is therapeutic. I usually get the answers to my problems because all answers are within us. Try gardening. Or maybe try tending to plants. Spending time with plants can be very calming. tend to your garden or indoor plants for a few minutes to enjoy peace. I love getting my hands in Mother Earth. Working with the soil and planting seeds to see them grow is marvelous. A bath or shower can be very refreshing also. Use some scented soap or bath salts to make it feel more luxurious. As mentioned, my daily routine includes a relaxing bath before bed. I use a specific lavender bubble bath, and two or three times a week, I add Epsom salts. I set boundaries around my bath time. Dedicate time to a new or forgotten hobby, whether painting, knitting, or learning a new instrument. Engaging in something you love can be a great way to unwind. For me, puzzles and knitting are relaxing. I feel so refreshed when I take this time for myself. When I do, I can tackle challenges more enthusiastically. Aromatherapy can have a calming effect on your mind and body. You can use essential oils or scented candles to create a relaxing environment in your home. My go-to scents are lavender and vanilla. These help me to calm down and help to calm the rest of my family. Adult coloring books have become popular because they're a fantastic way to relax and de-stress. Grab a coloring book and some pencils and let yourself get lost. I love this one. I can color for hours because I don't have to think, plan, or organize. Also, I don't have to stay in the lines if I don't want to. It's mindless doodling. Spend some time away from screens and social media. Disconnecting from digital devices can help you feel more present and reduce stress. Disconnecting might be a challenge for some of you. I know I have withdrawals. But the more often you try it, the easier it gets. Unplug for 5 minutes and try some of the suggestions found in this episode. Reflecting on what you're grateful for can improve your mood and mental well-being. Spend a few minutes each day practicing gratitude. There's a lot to say about being grateful. When I take 5 minutes to either write what I am thankful for in my journal, or when I'm doing something I don't want to do, my mood changes and my heart fills with joy. In conclusion, taking time for yourself as a parent, especially during the bustling summer months, is essential for your well-being. These 15 simple and calming ways you can rejuvenate in minutes during summer break can significantly affect how you feel and function. Whether through a walk, a quick workout, or appreciating all you have, taking time for yourself will help you recharge and be more present for your family. Remember, it's not about finding large chunks of time, but making the most of the little moments you can carve out for yourself. Embrace these simple strategies to relax and refresh, ensuring you're ready to take on the challenges and joys of parenting with renewed energy and a positive mindset. Your well-being matters, and taking these small steps can significantly improve your daily life. In next week's episode, as the lazy days of summer draw to a close and the back-to-school rush looms on the horizon, you face a golden opportunity to empower your children with a crucial life skill, responsibility. Beyond preparing them for academic challenges, instilling a sense of responsibility nurtures independence and cultivates confidence. Join me next week as I explore practical and straightforward methods for you to effectively nurture this essential trait in your children before the school bell starts ringing. Whether mastering chores or establishing a morning routine, these strategies will set your child up for success in and out of the classroom. And remember, Book 1, Finding Lily's Inner Magic, A Tale of Building Confidence, will be available on my website starting August the 13th. Like these simple self-care tips, the book offers practical advice and an engaging story to help children develop essential life skills. Be sure to visit my website, lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com, and grab your copy to support your child's growth and well-being. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. My website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?